Hello, what is up, my sunshine and happy people? This is Nico, fresh off of a coffee high, the first and possibly the last coffee high of the day. And I figure that's a good time to start making my podcast for the day. Had nothing truly planned, only an outline of philosophy, particularly around Zen philosophy, I wanted to talk about, and piggybacking off of a lot of what my main man, Alan Watts, peace be upon him, rest in peace, says. I've spent a lot of time listening to Alan Watts, ad nauseum almost. You know, the people around me, my roommates, my girlfriend who lived with me, she has heard many an Alan Watts talk. She's collateral damage to my listening obsession with him. But I wanted to touch briefly on Eastern and Western philosophy. I used to say Eastern versus Western. It's not Eastern and Western philosophy, specific their religious philosophy. In the Western world, there's two dominant mythologies that Alan talks about. The first being the creator model that Christianity is developed behind. And this basically says that there is a creator, a master technocraft, if you will, who knows the ins and outs of this entire universe that he or she, they built. And the other mythology is that of, we'll say, the science dominated mythology, which is we are a collection of particles thrown together by happenstance, a conscious and sensitive ball of nerves and goo. And these two models seem to contrast each other. They seem to contradict each other in the fact that one elevates the human experience, where we are the most prized artifact that was built by the master creator, the master crafter. And it elevates the human even above, giving it dominion over all the plants and animals, according to Genesis, the book of Genesis. And this elevates the human experience and makes us special. And the contrary mythology that, of course, arises out of the previous is that which makes us unspecial, which makes the human experience nothing more than a happy accident. It makes it, the Big Bang happened for whatever reason it happened, that is not directly addressed in my understanding of that mythology. And this led to a series of events, random yet purposeful, in the respect that the events that happened, the evolutionary events, helped these species survive. And though there's flaws in both mythologies, they desperately need each other. And as much as I want to dive into, yeah, let's fucking do it. Let's fucking go for it.